This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Experts commissioned by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe say they have found clear patterns of violations of international humanitarian law by Russian forces in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Their report finds that the mission found clear evidence of IHL violations by the Russian forces in their conduct of hostilities, adding that if they had respected their obligations in terms of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, the number of civilians killed or injured would have remained much lower. If that had been the case, they added, far fewer residential buildings, schools, and other facilities would have been damaged or destroyed. The report explains Russia had told the mission it considered the mechanism under which the experts were appointed largely outdated and redundant, and declined to appoint a liaison person. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he's sincerely thankful to the United States for a new round of $800 million in military assistance. In his daily late-night address to the nation, Zelensky said he and U.S. President Joe Biden discussed the new weapons shipment, tougher sanctions against Russia, and efforts to bring to justice those Russian soldiers who committed war crimes in Ukraine. Zelensky said he was thankful for Wednesday's visit by the presidents of Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. At a news conference in Kyiv, Latvian President Egils Lievecs said the meeting sent a message of solidarity with Ukraine.
This joint visit of four European presidents shows closest ties between our countries and Ukraine, and the absolute solidarity with Ukraine in this difficult situation.